The novena this year presents us with a journey through various parts of the world where devotion is given to our Blessed Mother. The novena began with a reflection on Our Lady of the Pillar, located in Spain. From there, the journey moved to Mexico and the apparition of Our Lady of Guadalupe. After Mexico, the journey brought you to Ecuador as you considered Our Lady of Good Success. This past Monday, the reflection focused on the apparition of Our Lady of Champion, right here in Wisconsin. Yesterday, the focus was on a special devotion that occurred in France with the creation of the Miraculous Medal. This evening, we are in France once again, where an apparition occurred when Our Blessed Mother appeared to two young children in the town of La Salette. It was a September day, 174 years ago, when the Blessed Mother appeared to two children who were herding cows on a mountain in La Salette, located high in the French Alps. I was speaking earlier today with Father Martin, who told me he has been to La Salette, and he said all the winding roads and everything makes you kind of dizzy. Anyway, so if you want to hear more about La Salette and the winding roads, Father Martin is your source. So anyway, these two children, Melanie Calvat was a 15-year-old girl at the time, and Maximime Giraud was an 11-year-old boy. They reported that when they saw the beautiful lady, when she appeared to them, a brilliant light surrounded her while she sat with tears streaming down her face. When she spoke, she told them to relay her message so that Catholics could correct two practices. She also told the children what would happen if her words were not heeded. The two things that she wanted them to convey were, firstly, that many Catholics were disregarding Sunday worship of God and not attending Mass, and secondly, many were using profanities when speaking the holy name of Jesus. At this time in France, many people had small shops, and so Sunday was considered as just another day to buy and sell. With regard to the profanities committed against the name of Jesus, Our Lady told the children that too many people were swearing and using her son's name irreverently. And she was actually telling the children that the second and third commandments were not being observed. According to the children, they remembered the Blessed Mother saying these words, "If people do not repent, there will come a great famine and many crops will be spoiled." She gave them a promising word as well, saying that if people converted back to keeping Sunday holy and honoring the name of her son, that the famine would be averted and there would be an even greater abundance of crops. Eventually, this apparition was made known to the bishop, who appointed a commission to study the occurrence. And 5 years later, he consented to its authenticity since several people had been cured of illness and pilgrimages to the apparition site had begun. He said that the Blessed Virgin Mary could be venerated under the title of Our Lady of La Salette. However, there was also considerable opposition to what the bishop had decided. For one thing, those who opposed said the children only reported seeing the beautiful lady on one single occasion. They thought that if it were really an authentic apparition, she would have appeared to them at least one or two more times. Others who opposed the apparition said the children were young and have had active imaginations. Some thought that perhaps they wanted some kind of recognition, and so they created the story as a hoax. These were some of the reasons given by those who opposed the validity of the apparition. Nevertheless, the bishop's approval prevailed. An apparition such as this does not form a part of the church's deposit of faith. Rather, it's a supernatural sign needing to be discerned. Whenever an apparition occurs, the two questions that are often asked are these. What does God want to reveal through the apparition? And secondly, what is the conversion of heart that is asked of us in the apparition? Perhaps the way that Mary appeared will help us to answer those questions. The children said that Mary wept throughout the entire time that she appeared to them. They said that she wore a large crucifix over her breast, with a hammer on one side and pincers on the other side of the crucifix. Over her shoulders, was a large chain, which is the biblical symbol to remind us of sin. When the church authorities considered these symbols, they said that the symbols seemed to present a connection with the crucifixion and the death of Jesus. But in addition to these, there were roses of all colors along the edges of the Blessed Mother's shawl, and roses also crowned her head and feet. The authorities said that these may have been a symbol of the glory that awaits those who believe in Jesus, who are willing to share in his sufferings, and who ultimately will share in his glory. The two children did as Our Lady instructed them to do. They told their families about the apparition. When Maximin, the young boy, told his father the message of Our Lady, the father's initial reaction was to forbid the boy to tell such nonsensical tales. The father's reaction may have been due to his own failure to attend any religious services and his indifference toward religion. However, when the boy related to his father a specific incident that the beautiful lady told him, something that only the father would have known about, the father then had a change of heart. The children then brought the message to the parish priest, and from there the message began to spread quickly. The children had fulfilled what Our Lady had asked them to do. And so it was. After 5 years of diligent inquiry, the bishop published his decision on the matter and stated that the apparition was authentic. Cardinal Ratzinger, later Pope Benedict XVI, wrote about private revelations such as the apparition at La Salette, and he stated that in order to receive church approval of a private revelation, there are three necessary elements. Firstly, the message contains nothing contrary to faith or morals. Secondly, it is lawful to make the message known publicly. And finally, the faithful are authorized that they can accept it if they wish, and to do so with prudence. Mary's messages in La Salette have two important messages that continue for us tonight. First, Mary asks us to have true sorrow for the sins we commit. And secondly, she invites us to greater discipleship to her Son. Sorrow for our sins and growing as disciples of Jesus Christ. May these novena days help us with both. And may God bless us in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.